overhead a telltale sign. Just hours after Moscow signed an agreement with Kyiv to allow essential grain shipments to leave Odessa, the key Black Sea port came under fire. Residents fearing for their lives, and plumes of smoke clearly visible across the city. The Ukrainian military says two Russian-caliber cruise missiles hit buildings at the port and that its air defences brought down two others.
No significant damage was caused to the port infrastructure. The pump station was hit, it caught fire and the fire was taken out.
The Ukrainian Foreign Ministry has called the attack, quote, a spit in the face of Turkey and the United Nations, which helped broker the shipping agreement. While the president has condemned it,
this after Turkey and the UN said yesterday that they know how to negotiate with Russia and ensure security, a green corridor for the export of Ukrainian grain. And not even 24 hours had passed before the grain terminals, the territory of Odessa and the port were struck.
But Russia was quick to deny the attack to Turkey, who helped broker the deal. Less than 24 hours had passed since UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres praised the deal to open Ukrainian ports to commercial food exports as a beacon of hope, a deal to clear the way for the shipment of millions of tons of Ukrainian grain and some Russian exports of grain and fertilizer held up by the war. Ukraine is one of the world's largest exporters of wheat, corn and sunflower oil. But Russia's invasion and blockade of its ports halted shipments, a holdup that has exposed countries around the world, especially in Africa and the Middle East, to the threat of a food crisis.
I think the other factor here is that there are a lot of neighboring countries, Egypt, for example, which Russia has fairly good relationships with. And those are exactly the countries that have really been suffering from the increase in grain prices, bread prices, things like that. So I don't think Russia wants to make itself look like the bad guy on the block.
Earlier this week, Russia announced it was broadening the scope of its military operation in Ukraine. That suggests peace is a long way off. What remains is the spectre of a global food crisis that could cause unrest in other countries. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Ukraine.